This is the Skirted Roundtable with Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cogdi, Texas.
And today we're going to talk about criticism in interior design. When is on the blogs or in magazines? When is it something critiquing someone's work legitimate critique and criticism? And when does it become snarky? And when is snarky fun versus mean-spirited?
I don't know that it's, I think it's more, I think snarkiness is really more, I think it's a sort of narcissistic way to get your voice out there, because it really, it's sort of like sarcasm and humor. You know, it really, sarcasm really isn't, is usually meant to offend one person. I don't know that it's actually fun for everyone. So I'm not sure if there's a good snark or a bad snark. I think it's all kind of just, you know, tinged with a little bit of angry.
There's, you know, on the blog, on blogging, on the design blogosphere, I think that there's recently, of course, there's been a few blogs that have been very mean, only because I think they're calling out us by name, and that's really hurtful. It's not anonymous anymore. I think when they're called by name, it becomes very personal, and that's, you know, that's hurtful if you are that person. If you're not that person, it's funny, you know. So,
right.
And then you feel guilty for enjoying, you know, someone else's pain. So,
let me ask you this. Do you think that everyone's fair game once they publish their blog as public? Because there is the option. We all can, you know, set our blogs to private and invite only our select readers. It's a way of monitoring. But once we put it out there, I sort of feel that, you know, if you put it out there for the public, for people who don't know you, people who don't know you and have access to you, you sort of have to get a tough skin if that's the road you decide to take.
That's true.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Like any pursuit, public pursuit, artistic pursuit, you put it out there, there are going to be critics, and some criticism is legitimate. I think going back to about you know, people being called out and sort of the mean posts that sometimes get going and then they kind of die down, is that the design blog world is relatively small. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of us, but in the span of the whole world, we're all keyed in. So even if you don't say who you're talking about, a lot of people know who you're talking about anyway.
Yeah,
and you want them to know. I mean, why would you put it out there if you're not looking for people to know who you're talking about?
Well, for reaction.
For the reaction of it.
What I have done with my blog, and Megan and I did talk about this the other day, is I tend to self-edit myself. If I have a job that I've just completed that I know people aren't going to like, you know, if I don't like it myself, and it was just a, you know, a client-driven project, I won't put it on. You know, because I don't want to be criticized. I hate it.
Do you really want to put your client in that position? Because 100% of the time, not everyone's going to love what you're doing. I mean, I always go back to thank God. You know, we live in a very boring world if we all have the same aesthetic, which, you know, but at the same time, there's always going to be a critic. And when you can critique without having to be seen, you know, i.e., hide behind the screen and the keyboard, boy, you get a lot more, you know, bold. So people will say things that they certainly wouldn't say in person to somebody.
Well, I have found that the majority, I would say 99.9%, the people that comment on personal work that you put on are nice. And even if they really don't like it, they will leave a nice comment and say, good work.
Or no comment. You know, it goes back to the, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah.
But going back, I think, to the snark thing, for instance, you know, there's the Sartorialist blog or the Fug Girls. You know, they're certainly snarky, but they're hugely popular. And, you know, they're picking on people on the street or they're picking on designers' work. What is that line between, and yet they're taken very seriously. They're considered critics as opposed to just snarky snarks. And, you know,
what gives them that qualification?
I think that because they have targeted so-called celebrities. Whereas when you have a blog that targets other bloggers, we're not celebrities.
True, but when the other day we were, yeah, but the other day we were talking about like someone like a Kelly Wurstler, where people put up a picture of her and then criticize her, and she's certainly a celebrity.
That I think that a lot of these celebrities out there, you know, on the street, are actually probably would have their feelings hurt, but maybe they're getting it so much from so many different angles that, you know, a little blogger out of wherever, Oklahoma or California or whatever, isn't going to affect them as much. But you know, look at Perez Hilton.
Right.
He bothers them.
Yeah.
They don't, some of them want to be his best friend, and some of them have decided that there's no winning. But he started out as just a lowly blogger. I think that when we're attacking other bloggers, those of us on our same level, I think that there's something, it feels more like office gossip,
mm-hmm.
almost. It feels cheaper somehow. It's a cheaper dig.
Well, because a lot of
us
are friends, and when someone criticizes a friend, you know, it hurts. When someone talks about another blogger, you know, that's going to be someone's internet friend, and you know, that's, you know, gets hurtful, because we're not celebrities, we're not used to the criticism.
Here's something that this brings up something. What if it's personal snarkery versus the work that someone does? Are those two things separate? Because I kind of feel that they are. I for one keep my business work off of my blog for the most part, because I really don't do my work in order to get mass adulation. That's not my goal. I like what I do, and that's all that matters. I don't need, you know, the response of 1,000 people looking at it and some of them hating. I don't need that. So I keep my work off of it. That's my business too. It's business. So when people start putting their own work on, are they putting it on to get true critiquing, or are they putting it on to get everyone to tell them how fabulous they are? You know, and then when the not so fabulous comments come in, is it really, they need to expect that not everyone's going to like it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
personal.
I've done some client work on my blog, but for the most part I didn't, because I felt like it was my client's private business.
Yeah,
and, you
I
know,
agree.
But I've seen other bloggers, and I can't think of who off the top of my head, who do a lot of what their clients have done, and it really works well for them. You know, it gives them.
I do. I will.
Yeah.
I'll put up work. But my clients, by majority, they don't read the blog. And the ones that do, they love having their house
right
up there. But I will moderate the comment. I will go and erase the comment if it's really ugly.
Right.
So,
and I also, and Megan, I know you do too. We have other websites. Like, we have our professional business website with our client work on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
you know, so
mine is more. It's funny because I do have one, but it's not really. It is interior design, but it's a whole different animal.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, you know, you have to understand the science of that it's staging.
Yeah,
and that is that it's kind of a little of both. It's you know, it's hard to critique that because bottom line, you're trying to sell a house.
You know, when I started my blog, I was a little more snarky myself than I am now. There are things I said that I would like, you know, to take back today, even about celebrity, you know, interior designers. I wasn't really, I mean, I didn't think anyone would ever read my blog, and I, you know, and so now that people are reading it, it's different.
It is
and
different.
I do watch every sentence I write about somebody.
I do too. I did one on Blueprint, I don't know, a year or so ago, and about how much I did not like what they were doing.
I remember that.
You know, and I have to tell you, honestly, it turned out that a good friend of mine, someone I've known forever, his wife was very good friends with the art director there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know. And you know what? I don't know his wife. I don't know this woman. But I wasn't told about it until maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and they kind of, yeah, I was sort of told about it. I was like, yeah, she read that posting. I thought, oh, God, who am I? I said, will you please tell her that I should be shot, because I am not an art director. I am not a graphic artist. And you know, I that was not nice.
On the other hand,
she
and
probably take me to task.
And I didn't read your post, but I would say though that you are a reader and you're an educated reader. So when, I mean, why couldn't, can't we criticize the, you know, the direction a magazine's taken? Just, is it less palatable because we know someone who knows someone who knows someone?
Exactly.
Or is it, you know, educated criticism that says, well, I don't, you know, this month I don't like what Architectural Digest did. I mean, people, you know, do that all the time. So it's one thing, I think, to say, I don't like the direction because, you know, they're not showing real homes or whatever it is you're saying, versus...
Well, I tell you, what I personally like to do is I am a critic, you know, and that's, I am very critical in real life. And I have had to rein that in on my blog so much because first of all, no one wants to read a lot of negativity. It's funny, you know, but I don't want to be that person on my blog, you know.
I remember when you did the post on Crit, you sort of rated the people who have mimicked the Something's Gotta Give house. And rated them, and it was like I felt like, oh, those are real people. Those are real people in their real homes who are excited to have their pictures.
I think it was around that time where I decided that I made a conscious effort. I'm not going to be as myself in that. I'm not going to be as critical as I am in real life. And my best friend says, "Who are you?" She reads my blog, and she says, There's blog Joni, and then there's real Joni. You know, blog Joni is much nicer and positive. You know, and that's really for the readers. That's for people who do own the homes. You know, so I try to find something now positive to say.
I agree. You know what? I agree with you. And, you know, back to that thing that I brought up about dissing Blueprint and then feeling bad about it. Again, that's sort of my sort of dilemma, because that is somebody's work, it's not them personally, and I guess once there's personal attachment, I sort of went, oh, so I don't know, that's probably sounding hypocritical on my point, but on my part, but what I was going to say is, Joni, to that, is that there was a blog that came out that in the beginning was smart, funny, snarky, but smart, funny, mm-hmm. and the intelligence of the humor sort of overrode the snarkiness of it, so you didn't really feel like it was just schoolgirl stuff. But after a while, I started just feeling, when I'd read it, kind of gross, kind of like that friend that comes and just gossips nonstop to you, and then you're sort of like, ugh, after a while. And so I quit reading it, and I don't know if it was sort of, you know, to sound super West Coast, if it was a bad energy, but there's kind of a bad energy if that's all you're doing.
Right.
And I don't want to be that person to bring more bad energy out there, you know? That doesn't mean that I'm perfect.
Well, this respect to you, sometimes I do feel a little phony, you know, that I'm not really sometimes saying, if there's a room, I'll find something positive to say about it and not say the negative.
See, I think that, you know, you have something, I mean, part of the blogs is entertainment, but part of it should be education. And I think that if you have a legitimate design criticism, like, I wish they had done X, I think that's legitimate. It's not, you know, it's not criticism. I mean, it's critique. Yeah. It's not just nasty for the sake of nasty. You know, you can say, well, this was great, this room was great, but boy, this room fell down on the job. Or, you know, I think that that's okay, because overall you're sounding...
We go back to what you said about the houses that I did criticize, the Something Gotta Give real houses. I'm going to go back and read that, actually, and see how negative it was.
You know, though, I usually, what I guess how I've changed mine a little bit more is that the way I form the sort of what I'm, the post, I sort of say, I know, so this is what I think, you know. I know you all are going to think, I'm going to get so many comments from half of you that Tommy has Suzanis are out, you know, this and that, and, you know, I own it. I just say that, look, this is my opinion, you're welcome to disagree, and I usually sort of, that's how I try to start my critiques, that I understand that this, it's only my opinion, and I'm not saying that this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I think a lot of snarky postings are sitting there, and that's when they get, you know, the snarky postings that come up saying, this is bad, this is terrible, who would do this, not allowing for anyone else to have an idea.
Right, and you just painted your house that color that is out.
And it's not only my reader better think that with me. So it's not only I'm criticizing, you know, Joe Schmo designer over there or the homeowner, but I'm also expecting all my readers to agree with me. And if they don't, well, you're not in.
Yeah, and that's so arrogant. Right, you're not in. It's like a little click. And my click, I say this. Well, you know, who are you? Yeah. It's sort of like, it's a little arrogant. And I guess that's when the snarkiness becomes a little unbearable, when the voice sounds exclusive. And
yes. Right. You're right. That's true.
Hmm. Interesting.
Boy, we fleshed that one out.
Yeah.
That we solved that one. Yes.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Code to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. See you next time. Mm-hmm.